Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch. This is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair, broadcasting to you live, unscripted, unrehearsed, on the Voice of Vashon 101.9 on the FM band. And if you cannot hear us because you are outside of the 5-watt range of the FM station, you are streaming us live on voiceofvashon.org, and we are broadcasting, as we always do, all over the world, from Singapore on one side of the world to the Kingdom of Sweden on the other side, and all of the places in between. And I had a telephone call this morning from one of our new places, and that's right across Puget Sound, with Bernie, who is one of the people who were in the crew that were part of the Voyager for the first circumnavigation of the North American continent back in 1957, and with whom I colluded during the reunion in Port Huron. So, Bernie, welcome aboard, and I'm almost certain that you have the two lovely ladies that you have in residence with you over at your home, over across, right across from me, across Puget Sound. Before we get to a couple of the regular features, which I always do, I have a special time with an old friend, not in terms of chronological age, but in terms of longevity of friendship, and that is Elaine, who is the executive director for the Vashon Park District. And so, Elaine, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself, because I want people to hear your voice, and then we'll move on to my regular features, and then we're going to get back to some of the things that you and I want to talk about.
Sounds great. So my name is Elaine Ott Rocheford. As Captain Joe mentioned, I'm the executive director with the Vashon Park District. Just quick overview of Vashon Parks. We have 18 parks and facilities out here on the lovely Vashon Island. And that is how Captain Joe and I became friends, through his association with Point Robinson Park and the Keepers of the Lighthouse. So, it's always good to spend time with my dear, dear friend, Captain Joe.
So, before we get into some of the things about which you and I want to talk, I want to include, first of all, the fact that you are an almost new grandmother.
I am.
So, tell us about that, because I am particularly fond of grandchildren, not only because I have one or two or three or four, or I think at last count, at last muster, 18, but because it is to them that the generation below or next to ours and the generation after that are handing off to our grandchildren the tasks of carrying on this world in which we all live. So tell me a little bit about your granddaughter, because I know it is a granddaughter.
Oh, she is just wonderful. Her name is Fiona. She is my son's daughter, my son and his lovely wife, Grace. So Fiona was born in April. She's about 3.5 months old now. She just rolled over for her first time a couple days ago. She's got chubby little thighs, and she loves her grandma, Elaine, very, very much.
Well, one cannot have much more richness in life than that. And
yeah.
I wanted to give you the chance to expound on that particular subject, because grandchildren are particularly precious to me, and not just because mine are precious to me because they slide down my slope on cardboard boxes. Oh. And when we are able to have all of them together, it is a real scrum. And we do this by setting up a campground on my property. And the last time that we did this, we had several tents set up. And I tried to get from United Portable Toilets a portable toilet. And I know that they are our contractor for the park district. And they were even reluctant to answer my calls. So they must be awash in business.
I'm sure they are, yeah.
So we're going to get quickly to the binnacle list. And the binnacle list is, I hope, becoming smaller But my alarm and concern about what's going on with the virus these days is becoming even more alarming and even more concerned. And I just got a letter from the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and it says, "Dear Veteran," and it goes on to thank me for my service. And then it says, the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, who has never been a veteran himself, which I think is an interesting phenomenon, says that our nation owes you a debt of gratitude we can never repay. When letters start off like that, I always clench up thinking, wondering what is going to come next. What does come next is, it says that veterans have the opportunity to receive the vaccination. And of course, my take on that is that it is my wish and my desire and my command from the captain's chair that all of Captain Joe's people, in consultation with their physician — you will recall my little discussion of that last week — in consultation with their physician, will, if it is appropriate, get the vaccination, because that's the only way that we're going to wrestle this thing down to the ground. The Master Chief, Bosun's mate, the chief of the boat, is with me on this particular one, and you know how we deal with Master Chiefs. So if we, I have had enough sadness in my life for the last, to last me for the rest of my life, which I intend to be a long one. And therefore, I hope that everybody will do the right thing when it comes to this vaccination thing. So, Elaine, back to you, my dear. And you look lovely today in a proper spring-like croc, which always warms the cockles of this old captain's black heart. And I'd like to ask you how we're handling one of our traditional activities in the Park District during the summertime, and that's the concerts in the park, which have always been so popular, and not just because they are that of that price, which is so beloved of island people, they are free.
Yes. Well, speaking of COVID, to kind of segue off of your COVID piece there just a minute ago, we're just delighted to be able to have concerts in the park again this summer, because we were not able to last summer. You know, as you know, crowds had to be minimized, et cetera. So, yeah, come July 1st, once we got the green light from the state that we could have gatherings of this size outdoors again, we were ready to go. We partner with Vashon Events, which is just a wonderful nonprofit organization out here who does — this is Pete Welch and Allison Shirk out on the island — that does a lot of our event planning and music scheduling for various venues. They do a remarkable job for us. And so they were ready to go. We decided to go with local groups this year, just in case COVID reared its ugly head again and we had to cancel. It's a lot easier to do that with local folks understanding and, you know, that sort of thing. So, and two, you know, the flip side to this is we're very, very happy to be able to offer local musicians the opportunity to perform, since it's been crickets on the performing front for musicians around here. So, yeah, concerts in the park are every Thursday in August from 7:30 until 9 o'clock at Ober Park. We had our first group. It was the Confessions for last Thursday. And day after tomorrow, Thursday, we have St. Ophelia. That is August 12th. And then our next one in on the 19th is a group called Poultry in Motion. And then lastly, on the 26th, it's a group called One More Mile. So a variety of different music styles. And yeah, we had 300 people come to the last concert. So we're hoping it's going to be that many or more.
So when we have concerts in the park, the custom here has always been that people bring their blankets, mm-hmm, and they bring a picnic. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we are still encouraging all of those things to happen.
We are. You know, we also had some summer camps over the course of the last 6 weeks or so. We have sailing camp going on right now, And we've had a series of skate camps at our skate park. One of the kids in the skate group contracted COVID, and so we had to cancel that. As a result, as this relates to concerts in the park, we've been working with the Vashon Medical Reserve Corps. They're in partnership with Vashon Be Prepared out here on just kind of dialing up some of our processes related to COVID, particularly with the Delta variant going around. So, yes, we are certainly encouraging people to bring picnics to concerts in the park, but we are asking people not to mingle without being 6 feet apart, and we're encouraging mask wearing. So we'll be making that, we're putting that word out through social media and our website, and we'll be making that announcement at the start of the concert.
I think that those are all wise precautions, and knowing the temper and the personality of the island, I would imagine that you're getting almost no resistance to any of that, and that the people here on the island are particularly happy to be able to get outside and go to these wonderful events. And I'm glad that you mentioned Pete and Allison, because they also head up Vashon Events. Mm-hmm. And Pete and Allison have been with me here on the program at least once, and I think maybe twice, and I hope to get them on again soon, because we are always interested in promoting island businesses, island activities, and Pete and Allison do a wonderful job with that. So I'm I'm delighted that you mentioned them. Allison, of course, is an artist, a singer in her own right. Speaking of which. How about your own group? What is happening there?
Curvettes.
Yes, the Curvettes.
Well, I think like all island musicians, we were on hiatus for, well, my gosh, it's been a year and a half. We haven't performed yet. We had to do some recruiting. You know, I think a lot of island musicians have had this happen too, where the bands kind of, some members dissipate. When you haven't been together for a year and a half. So we had to recruit a new keyboardist and a new percussionist. And so we're just starting to rehearse up again and hope to be ready for activity in, well, I would say by the end of the year, we'll be ready to start performing again.
So do you think that there might be a Christmas or holiday concert coming up?
I doubt we'll be ready by then.
So you'll let me know when you are, because we will talk about it here on this program, and maybe even buy a ticket or two. And I have always believed very strongly that island musicians, not only island businesses, but island musicians deserve our support. And we have some wonderful music groups here, right here on the island.
We do.
And all of them are not able to perform to the level that they have wanted to. And rehearsals, I think, have been particularly difficult, if not impossible, for some of them.
Yep.
It must be honestly reported that some of them are acquiring a certain chronological age and thus become a little bit more vulnerable as well. So
that's very true.
Right. So I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to see more and more of those groups come out and start performing for the enjoyment of all of us, because those concerts are not just to go and listen to the music, but they are also the kind of thing that we all get together and spend some time together.
Yeah.
And that's really important to me here on the magical Isle of Vashon. So I'm going to get, before I could see you were about ready to say something, and before I get to that, I want to get to one of my regular features, and that is to give you a report of who's out on the federal anchorage just off of Captain's Quarters. And this time it is a ship by the name of MSC, Mike Sierra Charlie Ornella, or Ornea probably pronounced. She's under the Panamanian flag, and she's a container ship. And what's interesting about her is that she is the third container ship in the anchorage in a row, where normally we have bulk carriers. And so something is going on. And I haven't yet figured it out, and I haven't actually called anybody in the vessel traffic service to get the answer to this, but something's going on where we have container ships at anchor and at anchor for as long as a week. The one that was there that was in her place was there for over a week, and now the MSC Ornea has been there for 3 days, and so we'll see how long she remains there. She came up from Mexico. She is loaded almost down to her marks, to her legal limit, and she is a couple of other interesting things about her. She's not particularly large nor particularly new. She is 4,900 equivalent units. You all will remember those are 20-foot containers, and she is 17 years old, which is sort of middle-aged for a cargo ship. She's operated by a company called Mediterranean Shipping Company, and their headquarters is in Switzerland, a landlocked country which has no access to the sea. And so why is she on our anchorage? And if she's there by next week, I will do a little bit of digging around. And so back to the Vashon Park District. Elaine, tell us some of the things that are in your thinking. And before you answer that question, I have to point out that I've known all four of the executive directors that the Vashon Park District has had. Each one of them is a lady. Each one is a very strong gal. And each one of them has my affection and my respect. And the first one was Wendy B., and Wendy now is the executive director for a cemetery district, which is where Mary R. is. And the second one was Jan, and Jan and the park district had a falling out. And I know, because I've been involved with the park district for as long as I've lived on the island, which is over 20 years. I'm a member of the park district family, and I even have my own park district jumper. So and then the one after that was our own Susan, who is on the broadcast just before me, and Susan filled in until Elaine was hired. And each one of those four ladies has done an absolutely splendid job under some very adverse circumstances. And I keep reminding Elaine that it is not to her to retire for a long, long time, because she has not only my affection and loving regard, but also my respect for the way that she has handled the job through some very difficult times. So with that lead in, Elaine, tell me a little bit about where the Park District is right now and where you see us heading. And I know that I would be very surprised if you had not done it. I see you've brought a couple of notes, so you may work from your notes. I never do. I pull it out. I speak from without notes.
There's always so much going on that it helps me to just kind of have a list and I don't want to miss anything. So just in terms of what's going on at the Park District, so as Captain Joe mentioned, you know, we work through challenging times. Well, of course, COVID has been a challenging time. So kind of back to the opening of the state, July 1st, I would say it's been sort of a tidal wave of activities, which has been wonderful, really getting back to normal and offering up a lot of our normal activities. So we're fully open, with the exception pretty much of the Oberpark building, which is where we have things like yoga classes and that sort of thing. That needs to be on a reservation basis. But we do have some classes that have picked up. So that's fun to see people in there exercising and doing their thing. The pool has increased its use. We had to be reservation-based lap swimming only through the allowable parts of COVID. So we have open swim now. We can only allow up to 40 people, but that's getting a lot of activity in these hot summer months. Sports are in full swing. Our field use, it's been pretty steady throughout COVID anyway, but it's more. So we have some baseball camps going on through VYBS is the name of the club sport. Various soccer activities. Our adult softball is in full swing. And then back to events, of course, we have the concerts in the park. And the Park District was able to sponsor a couple of theater events just in the last month. There was a Vashon Repertory Theater's production that we sponsored, and also a Young Shakespeare production. So that was fun. And of course, all of our parks have been fully open and very busy throughout COVID. So that's been good. We have projects that we've been working on or are coming up that we steered through COVID to move forward with. We just finished installing a brand new permanent restroom at the VES Fields. This was through a grant that we obtained a couple years ago. So that's very exciting that that's done. We had a restroom trailer there before, and it had sort of worn out its welcome with the Department of Permitting. It was time to put in a permanent loo, as it was. So that's done. We're about to embark on a very large project with our Oberpark Playground. We have another grant from King County that is replacing the wood structures that are out there now. They're starting to deteriorate or showing some signs of wear and tear. So we're replacing those with ADA compatible equipment, and also putting, this is in partnership with the Vashon Senior Center, putting in an exercise equipment area that is ADA and senior compatible. So that's going to be fun. So you can exercise while you watch your kids play in the park right there. So that's starting actually this Monday. And it's unfortunate that we're having to close the park midway through August, but we have to get ahead of the rain. There are just things that can't be done in the rain. So hopefully people will be understanding with the excitement of having a new playground at the end. What else we have going on? Well, we have bid docs out to get a survey done of the Tramp Harbor dock. We've been doing a lot of talking about that. Unfortunately, it's looking like we're going to have to shorten the dock. That is a requirement from the Department of Natural Resources in partnership with the tribes who own a geoey duck tract that the current dock rests within. And the tribes wish to have unimpeded access per their treaty rights. And, you know, it's something that it's disappointing, but it's something that certainly we wish to respect. So we're still working out the kinks on that. We have to have a survey done to find out exactly where the line of demarcation is that they say we can have the dock out to. And then we hope to get creative, hopefully, with design options. So starting to have those conversations. So that's kind of fun. Lots of other projects coming down the pike. And we'll keep you informed as they come along.
So it's really to me to keep myself informed. And I have been for all of the years that I've lived on the island, I have been often the lone sailor sitting in the board meetings. And I'm not very good at board meetings, which we have to do virtually. And so I'm hoping that you will be able to have meetings again in the room in Over Park Building that I refer to, for lack of ventilation, as Evergreen the Fetid. So I'm going to close our commentary with the Park District by saying how much I appreciate your particular, not only your efforts, but your good cheer through some really difficult times. And we have worked through together many of those times. We're not at the end of some of it, and there will always be, with the turn of the propeller, others coming up. But you have both my affection and respect, but you also have my commitment to continue to be a member of the Vashon Park District family. And we're once again coming up on the end of our time. I have a couple of things that I want to get in quickly. The first one is I have a commentary about Bonhomme Richard. The Navy has chosen to charge a young seaman apprentice with the fire that ended up in her destruction. And yet there are a lot of other factors that enter into this, and I hope that those will be looked at as well. I'm talking about what the command itself was responsible for and how all of the command responsibilities were handled, and that not just one SA be the one who is going to carry the weight of the destruction of a fine ship. We are very fortunate that no one was killed in that particular accident, but I'm going to be tracking this, and I'll be looking at it more from the command side than I will from the disciplinary side. I do point out that one of the people that has now become involved in all of this is Gene Fidel, who is a military defense attorney. He's a civilian now, but he was in the Coast Guard. And I knew him many, 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 many years ago when he was on active duty. And, of course, I was on active duty. And we worked together for several years. I have great respect and admiration for him and for his intellectual and professional integrity. And so I know that he will be, whether he ends up being the defense attorney for this young man, I know that he will exercise the same professional integrity that he has always shown. But I will be keeping track of this particular thing because I'm very much interested in not only the command side of it or the disciplinary side of it, but also the command side. In the calendar today, in 1519 today, Magellan began his voyage, which ended up in the first circumnavigation of the world. And I'm coming up right now on the time for me to say that from the captain's chair, that each of you who are responsible for other people, Elaine, that includes you, you are responsible for other people and for other animals, that it is my wish and my desire and my command that all of you carry out the responsibilities with style and dignity and love. And we never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. And that this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair on station and watching properly.
VOV programming support is provided.